Blog Talk Radio. Oh, amen. Amen, guys. I hope you are good and all is well wherever you may be in the world. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are lifting up the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. And so let's start off with prayer. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for the opportunity to come to you. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus Christ, here to bless us and lift us, to die for us, not even knowing us, despite who we are. You sent him for us. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to be able to come back home to you. God, we just ask that you continue to love us and help us with our walk, our everyday walk, as we try to do our best to be our best for your name's sake, for your name's sake. We love you and appreciate everything that you do. We pray right now for all of our brothers and sisters around the world that may be ailing, sick, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever it is that they're going through, Father. We just ask that you just lift them up. And we thank you so much for everything that you do. We thank you for the show. We thank you for Solar Records Video. Thank you for all of our brothers and sisters, our friends, Greg and Astrid, all of the guys that work with me on the station, Goldie Mac, and Father, just a special blessing for Goldie as he's lost loved ones again due to this pandemic, and also special blessing for Don Twining after the loss of his mother, that he recovers and everything is good for him. In your son's name, and also for all my other brothers and that are working with us on the station, Father, just, you know, T-Meyer, thank you for his ministry. What a beautiful, blessed opportunity we have to have him to share, you know, your word with the world. We're so grateful. And so, Father, we just want to continue to lift you up today. We're going to just praise you. We're going to praise with you, Father, and thank you for the Holy Spirit you've left here to just keep us focused and redirect us, our attention and our hearts to you. We thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. So, guys, I just hope, you know, listen, we got another week coming up here. This is the beginning of the new weekend. We should be blessed in it. We should feel good. I am so excited. You know, God has given us more time to do what he needs us to do. And so whatever it is, you know, we're so grateful. I'm also grateful for, we had some great interviews this past week, and I'm just so excited about, you know, God providing that for us so that we can, you know, share information about each other, about our walks and our journeys, and share it with each other and share it, you know, around the world, so that we can understand what it is that God is doing for all of us, right? So we look forward to more great interviews and just more shows. We look forward to more shows. And so, Father, you're awesome. You're awesome like that. You are so good. Now, I remember as a kid growing up, and my dad was Dr. Reverend Wardell Potts. That was my dad, Dr. Reverend Wardell Potts, in the city of Philadelphia. And his church was on 26th and Cumberland. It was right across the street from my junior high school. And I remember when my dad would preach, he was always, like, really, you know, for me, it was embarrassing. It's like, where's my dad? He's up there. He's so excited, and he's just spinning, and you know, the gospel preachers, and just going, and the lady playing the piano, her name was Wilma Banks, and she would just start playing the stuff, and my dad get excited, get caught up in the spirit, and just, I'm like, whoa. I was busy all the way in the back of the church eating potato chips with my friends or cookies or whatever it was, and he was just so on fire for the Lord. And so now as an older person and getting to look back as an older child to him, I could go, wow, Dad, that was awesome. But then I was embarrassed. Isn't it crazy how that happens? Like, you know, our parents or aunties or uncles or whoever it is, I said, come give me a kiss. Come give me a kiss. Like, oh, no, get out of here. But when we get older, we realize how beautiful it is. It's like, man, how silly was I? You know, and so I think we do that, you know, as young Christians as well. We make some silly mistakes as we're trying to develop and get closer to Christ. And sometimes we can be a little hard or we don't understand, like, some of the things that happens. Like, you know, for instance, when we are praying for someone to be healthy and then all of a sudden they pass away and the person is like, well, what's up with that? You know, you keep praying to God. You're praying to him about, you know, you know, to keep this person alive, and then he lets them die. You know, what is that about? I mean, what kind of God is that? Why are you serving him? And so this is the thing. When I pray, and I don't know about you, but when I pray, I just want to share this with you. And if someone was to say that to me, I say, listen, when I pray my prayer. I pray how I feel. And I understand who is in control when I start praying. That's the reason why I'm praying to him, because I know he's in control. So when I say that prayer, at the end of the prayer, I always, if it's your will, let your will be done, not mine. Because God, you know, he knows what's best for us. We think we know what's best, but God really knows what's best. And so sometimes it's just like your parents, you know, your children, and you want stuff and your parents don't give it to you. No, you don't need that. You don't need that right now, you know. And they're doing it not to be mean to us, but because they know we don't need it. But we don't know that because we're too young to understand that too much sugar can give us diabetes. So we don't know that. We just want what we want when we want it. And so we are children of God. And so when he does something, he, you know, and it's not that he tries to, that he's into the painting. He's not trying to hurt anybody. He's not, you see these people are being killed and little kids are dying. That's not God's will. That's not that he wants that to happen. He allows men to do what men do. That's what y'all do. That's what you do. You will pay for it. You will pay for that. You will pay for what you've done. But we have free will. And that's why he is who he is. Because he gives us that. He don't want us. If he wanted to control us like that, if he wanted us to love him just because he wanted us to love him and don't allow us to have our own free will, then he could have did that. But he didn't do that. He allowed us to have our own free will to come to him. So we have to trust him. And so for the young Christians that, you know, that may ask those things, remember, God is in control. He's in control. And we may not understand the things that happen all the time. My heart is broken so much when I see little kids. We're praying for little kids in my church, you know, that have cancer. Like, how could that do that? What? You know, that's not God's will. It's not his will for us to suffer. He wants to protect us in that. But he let us do that. That's just life. These are, you know, we lose the greatest people in our life, like our parents. It's like, oh, my God. Why would you let that happen? Remember Michael Jordan, dad, got, you know, just laying in his car. And Michael Jordan is so rich. It's not about money. It's not about anything. Things happen. That was, you know, to me, that was the devil that came up to him to rob him. They came to rob this man. And it just so happened to be Michael Jordan's dad. Michael Jordan is a basketball player, if you guys don't know. And it just happened to be his dad. And they murdered him just for money. Took his life away. And that's not God's will. That's man's will. And man does what man does. And that's why we know we need a Savior. And so we are very blessed to have an amazing Savior. But anyway, so like I was saying, as a young kid, I remember being in my dad's church, and it was just awesome. It was so awesome when I think about the songs that I used to hear as a little child. And now when I hear them now, this thing is so awesome. Is it just like when I play old school music during the week, it takes me back. The same thing happens with praise and worship music. And it takes me back to my dad when he was up on the pulpit and he was so excited and he would just start singing. I said, I wish I could sing. He just started singing, you know, because he gets so full and he could sing good. And the ladies in the church, yo, they loved him. They loved it when he would just spin around and sing and praising God. And this is one of the songs that he used to sing. And we all probably remember this as kids because it was a big song that the children did. And I hope I'm playing the right version. But here we go. On Soul Directors Radio.
There's a song that we do on Sunday mornings. And you would hear him sing something like this. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His praise. It's all my music in my here tonight? I said, how many love Jesus tonight?
They say this mountain can't be What a beautiful song. And wow, what a wonderful song that started out our Sunday message today. This is Dr. Gail Massey Potts. And what a beautiful name it is. Started off our message. And you know, if you think about the name Jesus, there he has been called so many things. You know, Barnes Jesus, Jesus the Christ, and Christ meaning anointed or chosen one, chosen by God to save people from their sins. Another name, Savior, as well, the judge of all creation. The name that is beautiful, whatever you call. But, you know, really, how did Jesus even get his name? When did all that happen? Well, if you look at Matthew 1, and starting off with verse 18, it talks about the birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned she was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Mary's husband Joseph was a good man, he did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about these things, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife because the baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son and you will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." And all this happened to bring about what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant, she will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So if you look, it was actually the angel that came to Joseph in a dream and told him that his son, God's son, would be called Jesus, Emmanuel, Savior, so many names, whichever you choose, all beautiful. What a beautiful name, the name of Jesus.
Thank you. I'm very impressed with that. You know, I didn't know where the name Jesus came from. I remember now after you read it, but before that, I had no idea. If you would have just put me on the spot and said, "Hey, where his name came from?" So thank you. That's Matthew what?
Matthew 1, and it starts.
Matthew what?
Matthew 1, and it starts with verse 18. It talks about the birth of Jesus Christ and goes all the way to verse 24. I did not read the last verse.
Okay. Do you want to?
Well, I can.
Okay.
It's this last verse in chapter 1 actually just talks about when Joseph woke up. Now, you would think, here an angel has appeared in a dream to Joseph, and he has given Joseph all this knowledge about the son that would come through Mary to save the world.
And
what he's actually going to do, you know, save people from their sins, calling him Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, the Savior, all of them beautiful names. That last verse in 24, verse 24, chapter 1. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Joseph took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to the son, and Joseph named him Jesus. So actually, it wasn't even Mary that named him Jesus. It was Joseph who named him Jesus. Through the dream and spirit angel that appeared to him. What a beautiful name.
And that name, one second. That name we all you know, call out that name in the time of need, because we know. We say, Lord, Jesus, help me. We know. We know that that name is a healing name. We know that that name is a blessed and amazing name. It's a powerful name. And it is the name that will bless us for the rest of our lives. So, do you, this is the funny thing, and Gayla, I want you to hear this. This is the funny thing. So, why didn't God have the angels go to Joseph first? He went to Mary first, and he told Mary, the angel went and told shared with Mary that she was pregnant and that she was going to conceive the Son of God. And you know, and all this kind of stuff, and she was like, okay, right? And she, you know, she had to, I know she was had to freak out about it, but, you know, so, but she, and so she went to her husband, Joseph, and told him, and he was devastated. He was completely devastated, like, you know, you were supposed to save yourself for me. Like, what is this? You know? And so, and he stressed out, and then, but because he was a man of honor, you know, he wasn't going to just walk away and leave her and make her look like the bad person he thought she had become because of this information, because he didn't know that that God had impregnated her, his wife or his fiance. And so it was just like he was just so devastated. But, you know, so he says, well, after the baby is comes, then I will leave. And, you know, and so he wanted to be there and honor her and protect her integrity throughout this. But it was like, but he went to then he had the angel go to Joseph later and tell him. But Joseph, God could have saved Joseph a lot of heartache if he went to Joseph first and then told Mary, because then that way, you know, I mean, you'd cut the stress out of it. But God has a reason for why he does what he does. But I'm just saying, that was like, or told them together, you know. But it was, he had to do it the way that he had to do it. And you know what, I'm going to ask one of my pastors about it. Did you want to say something about that?
Well, you know that this was through a dream. And it would have been hard to tell them both at the same time if it was a dream. But, of course, with Mary, the woman knows. You know in your heart. And so I can see that God would want to let her know first. And I just hope there wasn't a lot of downtime between what Mary knew and then when it was revealed to Joseph.
Yeah.
Because we really don't know how long. They were engaged. They were to be married.
Right.
And I'm not sure when it says that he did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned a divorce her secretly. I'm not sure if that meant he would marry her and then divorce her, which we consider divorce, you know, after marriage, right? So maybe back then when the engagements were so formal, and so reverent, maybe, you know, actually it was a divorce to be made prior to the actual wedding feast. I'm not quite clear about that. But we do know that Joseph did go to her and talk with her. And, you know, I'm sure he had to do that. And it's wonderful that he, too, knew that she would give birth to a son and that he would be called Joseph. And I think all of this really was wonderful in the way that it, you know, did unfold. It is certainly shocking news. but he did say the virgin will be pregnant. This was done by a miracle, because the pregnancy in and of itself. And so I know that he had to realize that through the message, through her actions, through her honor.
Well, from a man's point of view. I'm just saying. But listen, anyway, I was just like, you know, I was just wondering why. But, you know, I guess I'll find out later from him myself. And but so listen, guys, let's take a small music break, and we'll be right back. So
let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
man, it's beautiful, eh? Every praise is to our God. And, you know, we need to praise him and lift him up. I just want to share something else real quick. Got about another 13 minutes left in the show. But, you know, being challenged by ourselves is something that we have to really be honest with ourselves about. In other words, like, who am I? My wife has said to me one day, well, you know, you're so nice to all your friends, but sometimes you're not so nice. And then I had to think about it. And I thought about it and I said, well, who am I? Who am I? Am I the guy that's nice to my friends? Or am I the guy that's not so nice all the time? And then I realized I was both. I am both. Because that man that I was before I became saved and a Christian still exists. And he's not going anywhere. That's why we need a Savior. That's why I needed to be saved. Because I know that I'm a failure without God. All by myself, I'm a mess. And so I'm just saying, you know, we need to be honest with ourselves about who we are and where we are and be grateful for God being in our lives and giving us the glory and giving us an out from the guys, the people that we are, because, you know, we can be pretty bad. And it's something else when we're supposed to be representing Christ, but yet, you know, we still got to drag this old man around with us. You know, now let me tell you the good part about that, dragging the old man around with us. It's a measure. It's like a measuring tape. We get to see how far we've come since we've been saved. So that old man that we were hoping that was gone and was gone, it's just there as a reminder of who we were. And now in Christ, at least we have the consciousness now, right? In Christ, we can go, whoa, I don't like what I just said. I don't like how I just acted. And that needs to be fixed. See, that's the blessing. That's the gift that's inside of us. That is Christ inside of us, the Holy Spirit redirecting us. Before, we didn't have that spiritual consciousness. Before, we were just man, and we were just doing man's things, and we thought it was okay because, hey, that's the way I was raised, to speak my mind. But you know what? It's okay to speak your mind. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And if you were to say to your loved one, whether it's your child or as your wife or, you know, a friend, if you say what you say to them in a decent manner, a respectful manner, then you will get that back more than likely. But remember, you're speaking on behalf of your Savior. And so you are a Christian first, and that's your walk. So whenever you feel this urge to just respond without thinking, you could get yourself in trouble. We all need to think about how we're going to react before we react, because that's exactly what the non-Christians are waiting for. They're waiting for us to fail. So they can say, see, I told you, you don't know what any Christian stuff you're talking about, you know. So we have to, you know, just, you know, remember who you are. Remember that old man, that old woman, that person is still there. But we have been blessed by the mighty name of Jesus. We have been saved from that person. And so we are very, very fortunate because of that. So, like I said, it's just a reminder of who we are and where we come from. And so we're going to have challenges. Even Jesus had challenges, right? Remember his mom. Remember Jesus' mom pulled Mary pulled the mom card on him. And it was at the wedding. And she is like, hey, there's no more wine. They need wine for this wedding. I need you to get some wine. He's like, mother, woman, it is not my time. It is not my time. And so, but
But you know what mom did? She looked at all the other servants and she said, do what he tells you to do, and walked away. And he just stays like, what? Oh, my gosh. Mary pulled the mom card on Jesus. And so Jesus had to say, okay, go do this. This was his very first miracle. It was his very first miracle. And he wasn't ready for it, but mom said, you are. She pulled the mom card. And so we all get in situations, right, where we are not ready for certain things, and our response is whatever it is. And so, and sometimes it comes off wrong, like, woman, that's your mom. What are you saying? Who are you talking to? I know you might be Jesus, but that's your mother. And so, and she just said, do whatever he tells you to do, and walk away. And so he told him, go get those face and fill them up with water and bring it back to me. And he did. And they said, hey, it still looks like water to me. He said, pour it into the cup. It did. The miracle didn't happen until it was poured into the cup. That's when it happened. Not before. When it poured in. And so, I mean, it was just like, whoa. So we all, like I said, we all are challenged with certain things, including our Heavenly Father. Now, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And so don't worry about it, because it happens to the best of us, and he truly is the best of us. All right? So, all right, guys. Well, I just want to thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Love you very much. Have a blessed week. God, please take care of my brothers and sisters and keep them focused on you. Keep their hearts in the right place. And let them know that you are always there for them. We thank you for everything that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, go be with God and have a blessed week.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real.